You know, there are a lot of books that are set in Alaska. Maybe it's the pristine wilderness, the big sky, or the idea of a certain lawlessness that fires the imagination. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of books set in the last frontier. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I highly recommend The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna, a big, juicy novel that's perfect for curling up with on a cold night. In 1974, a troubled Vietnam vet inherits a house from a fallen comrade and moves his family to Alaska. The family has already moved so frequently that 13-year-old Lenny has been to 5 schools in 4 years. But in Alaska, still very wild and sparsely populated, her father finds the landscape as raw as he is. As Lenny soon realizes, everybody up here had 2 stories, the life before and the life now. If you wanted to pray to a weirdo god or live in a school bus or marry a goose, no one in Alaska was going to say crap to you. There are many great things about this book. One of them is its constant stream of memorably formulated insights about Alaska. Another key example is delivered by Large Marge, a former Washington, D.C. prosecutor who now runs the general store for the community of around 30 brave souls who live in the area year-round. As she cautions the Albrights, Alaska herself can be Sleeping Beauty 1 minute and a bitch with a sawed-off shotgun the next. There's a saying, up here, you can make 1 mistake. The second one will kill you. Fans of Hannah's preceding novel, The Nightingale, which was a huge bestseller, are going to love this combination of Greek tragedy, coming-of-age story, and domestic potboiler. Our second book is from that multifaceted literary genius Dave Eggers. Zaytoun, What is the What, and A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius might be the books I most lend out to other people. His latest, Heroes of the Frontier, has a fantastic premise. It's the story of a dentist on the run with her kids in an RV in Alaska. Life in Ohio has become intolerable for Josie. Her relationship with the slacker father of her kids has fallen apart, and a nasty malpractice suit has effectively annihilated her practice. Small-town life among the angry women in ponytails who drive at dangerous speeds on their way to Pilates, tailgating other drivers and honking, well, she just can't take it anymore. She comes up with a pretty romantic notion. She and her kids will reinvent themselves out on the American frontier. At 8 years old, her son Paul is a very old soul and a good traveling companion. His sister Anna is another story. From a distance, Eggers writes, she resembled a perpetually drunk adult, bumping into things, yelling randomly, making up words. She could not be trusted in parking lots, near electrical outlets, near stoves, or glass, or metal, or stairs, bodies of water, vehicles of any kind, or pets. Once they get to Alaska, reality takes over fast. The RV is slow and hard to manage, let alone park. Every beautiful vista abuts a tourist trap where bread and peanut butter are overpriced, and Josie's stepsister turns out to be very strange. The scenes of rain and wildfire that shape the second half of the book move things into epic territory, modern man versus nature. Modern mom, in this case. What I like best about this book might be the portraits of the kids. They recall the wonderful job Eggers did with his 8-year-old brother Toph in his debut memoir, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius. We'll talk more about these Eggers books I've mentioned in a future episode.
The books are The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna and Heroes of the Frontier by Dave Eggers. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.